我们辛苦工作然后努力学英语的开言听众们大家好我是 Jenny
Hey guys, it's me Spencer and a happy Labor Day to you
哎，没错劳动节快乐啊 What better way to celebrate your labor by taking a few days off?
Yeah, that's right What better way to celebrate than to 休息
对休息是为了更好的工作更好的出发对吧
是啊就是
好那可能这个小长假你在家里 staycation 或者 get a ton of sleep 补觉或者出去旅游不管怎么样都祝大家能够好好放松一下啊
That's right
那我们今天呢也要跟大家分享一下非常有意思的跟劳动相关的一些英语
好
那大家可以在劳动节也刷一下我们的微信公众号听听我们的节目啊陪伴你的小长假那我们的公众号就叫开言英语开放的开
语言的言
我们真的很有默契
是啊
因为这我们做节目好久了我就记得跟你劳动节的节目也we've done several
in
the past
应该吧不知道
对好那这个劳动节前面 Spencer 已经说了他的英文叫做
Labor Day
Labor Day 讲到 Labor 这个词啊How do you spell it?
L-A-B-O-R And for you Brits out there, L-A-B-O-U-R.
对我前面就想说 if I ask Mike, 我们新的来自英国的主播他就会说啊有个 U, you're missing the U, Spencer.
Can't neglect the U, man.
对但凡就是英美英语的这个拼写上这个词的区别啊但是他们的意思包括其实 pronunciation, 这个发音也是一样的嘛是吧
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I guess us Americans would say labor, and then Brits, labor.
Labor, 但他不会因为有那个 you 就说 laborer, 不是的
no, yeah,
对吧
yeah, no, no, yeah.
好 Labor Day, 那全世界很多国家都有 Labor Day, 我们今天当然主要说的是咱们中国的 Labor Day, 啊我们也是叫五一劳动节。
Yeah, so like the May 1st Labor Day.
May 1st Labor Day. You know what, I was looking up on Wikipedia, 我在看维基百科然后它上面把这个五一节翻成 May Day, 然后我就觉得 May Day 不是那 SOS, 就是求救的信号吗
对 Well, yeah, there's that too. And then there's also a different May Day that had to do with, what was it, World War II? It was when...
跟二战有关有一个。
反正是另外的一个 May Day.
好那世界上有看来有好多 May Day.
Yeah. Well, there are, you know, 30, you know, plus days in May. 30, anyway, so yeah, I think May 1st is probably the best thing to call it.
No, when is the American Labor Day?
It's the first Monday in September.
在九月的第一个星期一。
对 ,so sometimes it's the very first day of September, sometimes it's like the seventh day, sixth, seventh day.
对因为我发现美国好多的这个 public holidays, 公共假期它都是在比如的什么 first, last Thursday of the month, or the Monday,
yeah.
因为这样在周四或者周一大家可以连成一个
longer weekend. Yeah, and then hence the staycation.
对我前面说 long weekend 就是长周末啊。那我想了一下其实小长假可能比较对应的也是 long weekend 这个说法。你可以说 small long holiday 吗
I mean, you could, you know, I mean, you could take a short holiday over a long weekend, you know. But yeah, we usually just call it like a three-day weekend or four-day weekend.
Three-day or four-day weekend, a long weekend.
They're never long enough, Jenny.
你这次 long weekend 就是要去广州玩是吗
yeah, 我要去看朋友啊。
所以有可能我们广州的听众会在路上见到你呢。
You never know. Yeah, I'm actually gonna, in addition to being in, 广州我也要去很小的一个地方是我哥们的老家是那个湛江。
湛江有一个那个 chicken 很有名你要去吃。
哦是吗
对。
Oh, nice.
Anyway, Guangdong Cantonese food 真的是什么都好吃嘛.
Yeah, he keeps telling me, he's like, you know, you need to come to my hometown and eat haixian. So I think I'm going to do that.
Get some seafood.
Yeah.
So your bro, 你的哥们是湛江人。
对,湛江人,对。
How did you two get to know each other?
健身房.
Oh, your workout, gym
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, we're gym buddies.
Gym buddies, 啊。好，那其实说到劳动节啊，我们从小可能耳熟能详的就是这一句，劳动最光荣。
对，劳动最光荣。So like labor is the most glorious.
所以光荣就是 glorious.
对 glorious.
Glory, 是吧
是。
哎我也有看过翻译就是把它翻成 the glory of labor.
Yeah, that sounds a bit better. If you say labor is the most glorious, it just doesn't sound too right. Yeah, if you say the glory of labor or there is glory in labor.
对对。
Yeah.
对但我觉得就像中文一样了说到劳动或者英文 labor 这个词让人更多想象的可能是是一些体力劳动。
Yeah, so like basically physical labor.
Or manual
labor.
是。我们前面还在说我就问 Spencer, 我说我们说这个体力劳动啊 manual or physical labor,然后还有脑力劳动。
Yeah.
英文里面有没有对应的然后。
It's just skilled labor. Yeah, 你刚问我想不起来说。
就所以不能说什么比如 intellectual labor, intellectual 就是脑力的嘛就是智慧的。
Nah, we wouldn't really quite say that. Yeah, you'd say skilled labor.
Skilled 就是有技术的。
Which
is, you know, manual labor, 很多 forms of physical labor 也是很 there's
skilled.
A lot of skill involved, right?
Yeah, so we should probably think about, you know, coming up with a new term there, because...
The new term is automation.
Yeah, really.
自动化现在你要看到说 it's replacing a lot of jobs in the labor market.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh, let's see what kind of big changes we have in the next, I'd say 20 years. I'd be interested to see.
对，前面我说的 labor market 就是这个求职招工招聘市场啊。
对。
比如每年夏天的时候很多 university graduates, 所以这个 labor market 就是 it's very competitive.
Yeah, and it's more and more competitive by the day, Jenny.
我是觉得所以 labor 在日常生活里的一些用法更多就是在这些固定搭配 fixed expression, 而且通常是比较正式比较 formal. If you're reading the newspaper or if you're watching the news, you're likely to see and hear these terms.
是
啊。对啊比如像英国加拿大也是有 Labour Party, 工党。
Yeah, the Labour Party.
The Labour Party, 然后Labour Union, 对吧就是工会这些。
是
啊
对。
那日常生活比如你要讲自己的工作的时候这个时候我们还是用。
Really to say work.
Work.
Yeah.
就是 what kind of work do you do?
Yeah. What kind of labor do you do? No, I don't really say that. Maybe like 150 years ago.
对，讲到就是怎么用英语问工作，也是很多用户和听众一直会问我们的。Probably one of the most common is just what kind of work do you do?
Yeah, what kind of work do you do? What's your job?
可以很直接的问 what's your job?
Yeah, what's your job?
Even if you're meeting someone for the very first time, 你可以
I mean, yeah, and I don't know, I guess it sounds a little more polite to say, oh, you know, what do you do?
就直接 what do you do 也可以的 我也听过比如 what line of work are you in?
But that I don't know, that's sometimes the same thing, just like saying like, oh, what industry are you in? It just sounds kind of a little
pretentious?
Like, yeah.
就比较
what line of work do you do, sir? You know, oh, I clean toilets.
所以你说问比如 what line of work are you in or what kind of industry?
Yeah, this implies that you have more of a high level, like skills.
比较高级的人才就会这样。
Yeah, you wouldn't ask a tow truck driver what, you know, what industry he's in. Or
transportation.
Like, I agree. But still, it's like just asking is kind of...it's implying, it's pretty much implying that the person you're asking has a higher level job of some sort.
But speaking of truck drivers, 在北美啊，就是开大卡车还是一个, it's it's a pretty well-paid job.
Yeah, right? I mean, it actually is a well-paid job. It's exhausting, obviously.
也很累, but yeah. It's 是一个 highly skilled labor. 其实它是一个 highly skilled kind of manual labor. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, but coming back to that automation, you know, that's going to really threaten a lot of those jobs in the future.
但现在 self-driving car, 你看就是自动驾驶的汽车遇到那么多问题、所以大家好像 kind of putting the brakes on、the whole automation thing.
Yeah, I'm not really a big proponent of automated cars、in the first place. But,、
好啊，就说的有点远啊，但我觉得今天节目的最后呢、还是要教大家两个我自己非常喜欢的说法。一个就是如果你很爱自己的工作 ,which I hope, you guys do, that's how you feel about your work,、that's definitely how we feel about、our work.
You're right.
Then it is a labor.
Oh, a labor of love.
对,你真的自己很热爱的一件事儿啊,你的工作, it's a labor of love. 对。我们给大家录音，我们写课、录课，回答大家的问题。像 Spencer 现在这个月写作营，非常用心的去 reply individually 给我们的用户回 email 。我觉得真的就是 it's a labor of love。
对啊，我真的很爱你们。
对，是。
Even though I don't know you guys like personally, 我还是很爱你们。
对对 ，That's how I feel exactly, right?、然后还有就是，当你很辛苦、很辛勤的工作、然后有一天你看到那个劳动的果实以后
，Oh yeah, so the fruits of your labor.
The fruits of your labor, fruits 就是那个果实，水果。
Exactly.
诶，我最近在看一本胡适的选集，就是说到他当时在当北大校长的时候、给他们 graduating class 做结业的演说，然后里面就说到、大家出去找工作什么、他就送给大家八个字
啊、什么八个字呢？
就是清代大儒张学成所说的性之所敬，力之所能。
哦，
这个性其实就是你的一些天性或者个性、
OK, well,We might say in English, do what you love and love what you do.
很简单的翻译出来。But that's, yeah, essentially what it means,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
好，我每次就是想到这八个字，我就觉得真的 I think I'm living that, and I hope I'll keep doing that, living that, working that way.
Yeah, likewise. That makes two of us, Jenny.
And it's all made possible because of you guys. 因为有大家喜欢学英语，想学英语，所以才有我们的存在、也推动我们做得更好。
Yeah, 如果没有你们就没有我们。
好，那最后还是祝大家有一个 happy and glorious Labor Day holiday.
And a very relaxing、Labor
Day
at that.
对、And have fun in 广州和湛江。
谢谢。I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'll be cool. I haven't traveled in...China in actually a while. Every time I leave Shanghai, I end up like going somewhere out of the country. So looking forward to doing a little 国内的, you know, domestic traveling.
Well, have a great time.
Thank you, Jenny.
We'll see you after the holiday.
You sure will.
大家再见。
Bye-bye.